not man have the upper hand.
Up, Lord, and let not man have the upper hand. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight.
Put them in fear, O Lord, that the heathen may know themselves to be but men.
Why standest thou so far off, O Lord, and hidest thy face in the needful time of trouble?
The ungodly for his own lust doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the crafty wiliness that they have imagined.
For the ungodly hath made boast of his own heart's desire, and speaketh good of the covetous whom God abhorreth.
The ungodly is so proud that he careth not for God, neither is God in all his thoughts.
His ways are alway grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight, and therefore defieth he all his enemies.
For he hath said in his heart, Tush, I shall never be cast down. There shall no harm happen unto me.
His mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and fraud. Under his tongue is ungodliness and vanity.
He sitteth lurking in the thievish corners of the streets, and privily in his lurking dens doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are set against the poor.
For he lieth waiting secretly, even as a lion lurketh he in his den, that he may ravish the poor.
He doth ravish the poor when he getteth him into his net.
He falleth down and humbleth himself, that the congregation of the poor may fall into the hands of his captains.
He hath said in his heart, Tush, God hath forgotten. He hideth away his face, and he will never see it.
Arise, O Lord God, and lift up thine hand. Forget not the poor.
Wherefore should the wicked blaspheme God, while he doth say in his heart, Tush, thou God carest not for it?
Surely thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest ungodliness and wrong.
that thou mayest take the matter into thy hand. The poor committed himself unto thee, for thou art the helper of the friendless.
Break thou the power of the ungodly and malicious. Take away his ungodliness, and thou shalt find none.
The Lord is King forever and ever, and the heathen are perished out of the land.
Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the poor. Thou preparest their heart, and thine ear hearkeneth thereto.
To help the fatherless and the poor unto their right, that the man of the earth be no more
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Let not man have thee.